You're listening to the Household of Christ podcast. Be encouraged and inspired as we dive into God's Word.
I want to minister a message to you this morning. Nothing ordinary about your life. Nothing ordinary about your life. Resurrection Sunday is all about hope that your life can go to a new level. That's what Resurrection Sunday is all about. A life that can go to a new level. If you feel like you're stuck and you're feeling like things should move from where you are right now to where you wanted to be or where God wants you to be, this is the right message for you. Amen? Friday was the death of the Lord Jesus Christ. Christ died. And we know that He died for our sins, died for sickness. The Bible says, by His stripes we are healed. But the truth is, when God died, when Jesus died that day, the disciples lost all hope. They went back to their previous trades. They didn't function as apostles anymore, as disciples anymore, because they thought God was dead. Maybe you look at your situation and circumstances and you think, God, where are you? Is God dead? Does God hear me? Let me hear you say to the person next to you, say, the third day. Turn to the person on the other side, say, the third day. You know, I want you, when you read your Bible, go see how many times the Bible mentions, but on the third day. You know, David, when his wife and all his belongings were taken, the Bible says, but on the third day. When it talks about Abraham, when he was walking, the Bible says, but on the third day, when he lifted up his eyes. Isaiah 6 verse 2 says, after 2 days, he will revive us. On the third day, he will raise us that we may live in his sight. Third day. So the situation might look like there's no hope, but there's a third day. Are you ready for things to change in your life? To reset your faith that from this day, you're not going to do ordinary things, but you're going to trust God to do extraordinary things in your life. It's not just about the empty tomb. It's not just about that Jesus has risen, but it's also about Him taking us and allowing us to become a partaker of His divine nature. When you're a partaker of His divine nature, everything starts to change. Paul said in Philippians 3 verse 10, he says, that I may know Him and the power of His resurrection. And the fellowship of His sufferings being conformed to His death. Turn to the person as you say, a bit of discomfort. That I might know Him and the power of His resurrection and the fellowship of His sufferings being conformed to His death, if by any means I may attain to the resurrection from the dead. So if you want your life to go to a new level, if you want to experience some resurrection power, there's going to be a little bit of discomfort. And the biggest discomfort that you're going to experience is letting go of the old to step into the new. Because sometimes we hold on so much to limitations that we've placed upon ourselves, ceilings that we've placed upon ourselves, things that we've said is not possible. And God wants to take you to a new level. Unless that seed dies, it cannot grow and become what it's supposed to do. Amen. That farmer has to go through a little bit of discomfort to break the ground, to plow it, to fertilize it, to remove weeds before he can plant to have that harvest. Many people want the resurrection power, the newness of life, but they're not prepared to go through a little bit of discomfort. Who of you would like maximum resurrection power in your life? Let me just see your hand. Okay, here's the revelation. If you go read Philippians 3 verse 10. Maximum resurrection power is what Jesus achieved. Who of you are ready to die completely? Let me see your hand. If you want resurrection power, you're going to have to die to yourself. You're going to have to let the old die. Separate yourself from the old to experience resurrection power. Turn to the person next to you, say, resurrection power. Resurrection power. Let me just say this, whatever discomfort you've been going through is just for you to go to a new level in life. Yes, give the Lord a hand. When you accept the Lord Jesus Christ and what he has done, even the whole confession that we make, we confess with our mouths, we believe with our hearts. We make confession with our mouths unto salvation, but with our hearts we believe unto righteousness. What do we confess? We believe that Jesus died, and we believe that Jesus was made alive. You have to believe both of those. It's Friday and Sunday if you want to live in victory. John 1 verse 12 says, "But as many as received him, to them he gave the right to become children of God, to those who believe in his name, who were born not of blood, nor of the will of the flesh, nor of the will of man, but of God." When you are born of God, when you are born again, the first work of the Holy Spirit is to regenerate your spirit. Legally, you can stand before God just as if you've never sinned, justified by God. Remember, on Friday, Jesus died. Jesus never sinned. He became sin. 2 Corinthians 5:21 says, "He who knew no sin became sin so that we can become the righteousness of God." What happened on that day? He was clothed with our sin. The penalty of sin is death, hell, damnation. And that's where they took him. He went down to hell. Where you and me were supposed to go, he went there. And the principalities of this world was tormenting him, punishing him. But the Bible says if they knew what God the Father was busy with, they would never have done it. Can I just tell you one thing? Sometimes when it looks like it's dark and you're saying, "God, where are you?" And it feels like God is dead. Remind yourself, when Jesus was dead, God the Father was busy with the salvation of mankind. It might look like God is dead, but God the Father is busy with the salvation of mankind. And the Bible says if they had known, they would never have killed him. They would never have allowed sin to be placed upon him. But he never sinned. He became sin. And you know what happened on the third day? God the Father said, "It's the third day. It is enough." He never sinned. He became sin. Holy Spirit, Spirit of the living God, go into hell. Go justify him. Go disconnect him from that sin. And raise my son from hell and bring him to me. Family, do you know what happened there? Legally, God made a way for us to be able to appear in his presence. Legally. And Jesus became the first born again. You're going to read Hebrews 12. The Bible says, when you come to the spiritual Jerusalem, to an unnumberable amount of angels, spirits of men made just, but the firstborn Jesus registered in heaven. So the first person registered, disconnected from sin, is Jesus. And when you accept what he has done for you, you have that status of being in Christ Jesus, being alive in Christ Jesus, being allowed to have access into the Holy of Holies, and his nature becomes your nature. Turn to the person next to you, say, "Resurrection power." Most Christians live a life, "Just forgive me, Lord, that I don't go to hell." God has planned so much more for you. So much more. And you live, "Just forgive me, Lord." That's Friday. Friday is forgiveness. Friday is dealing with sin. Once and for all. He was bruised, he was chastised, he was smitten, and by his stripes we are healed. That's Friday. Romans 8 verse 2, there's two laws against us. The law of sin and the law of death. Friday, God dealt with sin. When he died on the cross, he dealt with sin. But the third day, he dealt with death. By resurrecting Jesus from the dead, so that you can have a new level in life in Christ Jesus. Family, listen to me. When you are born of God and his nature has become your nature, Titus 3 verse 5 says, "Not by the works of righteousness which we have done, but according to his mercy, he saved us through the washing of the regeneration and renewing of the Holy Spirit." We are saved by grace, but that work of the Holy Spirit is to make you new on the inside. Your heart, your spirit to be made righteous. Linked up with God. 1 Corinthians 6:17, he that is joined to the Lord is one spirit with him. His righteousness has become your righteousness. You know what can happen now? God's eyes are upon the righteous. His ears are attentive to their praise. God sees you like this because of the righteousness of Christ Jesus. Resurrection Sunday means your life can go to a new level. When you are born again, that's why you must be born again. 1 Peter 1:23, having been born again, not of corruptible seed, but incorruptible through the word of God, which lives and abides forever. He washes us. He cleanses us. That's the work of the Holy Spirit. That's resurrection power. I said to people on Thursday night, I say, you know, an atom bomb is when they take an atom and they break it, they split it, and this energy that's being released, and it removes everything, destroys everything. That's what Christ did when God the Father and Jesus, who's one, were separated. Remember, he said, my Father, why have you forsaken me? And it was disconnected from the Father. That's an atom bomb. Graves opened up. Dead people became alive. Sin was removed and destroyed once and for all through the work upon the cross. That's what he did. I'm not a scientist, but I had a scientist on Thursday night. I want to minister a message to you this morning. Nothing ordinary about your life. Nothing ordinary about your life. Resurrection Sunday is all about hope that your life can go to a new level. That's what Resurrection Sunday is all about. A life that can go to a new level. If you feel like you're stuck and you're feeling like things should move from where you are right now to where you wanted to be or where God wants you to be, this is the right message for you. Amen. Friday was the death of the Lord Jesus Christ. Christ died. And we know that he died for our sins, died for sickness. The Bible says, by his stripes we are healed. But the truth is, when God died, when Jesus died that day, the disciples lost all hope. They went back to their previous trades. They didn't function as apostles anymore, as disciples anymore, because they thought God was dead. Maybe you look at your situation and circumstances and you think, God, where are you? Is God dead? Does God hear me? Let me hear you say to the person next to you, say, the third day. Turn to the person on the other side, say, the third day. You know, I want you, when you read your Bible, go see how many times the Bible mentions, but on the third day. You know, David, when his wife and all his belongings were taken, the Bible says, but on the third day. And it talks about Abraham when he was walking, the Bible says, but on the third day when he lifted up his eyes. Isaiah 6 verse 2 says, after 2 days he will revive us. On the third day he will raise us that we may live in his sight. Third day. So the situation might look like there's no hope, but there's a third day. Are you ready for things to change in your life? To reset your faith that from this day you're not going to do ordinary things, but you're going to trust God to do extraordinary things in your life. It's not just about the empty tomb. It's not just about that Jesus has risen. But it's also about him taking us and allowing us to become a partaker of his divine nature. When you're a partaker of his divine nature, everything starts to change. Paul said in Philippians 3 verse 10, he says, that I may know him and the power of his resurrection. And the fellowship of his sufferings being conformed to his death. Turn to the person as you say, a bit of discomfort. That I may know him and the power of his resurrection and the fellowship of his sufferings being conformed to his death, if by any means I may attain to the resurrection from the dead. So if you want your life to go to a new level, if you want to experience some resurrection power, there's going to be a little bit of discomfort. And the biggest discomfort that you're going to experience is letting go of the old to step into the new. Because sometimes we hold on so much to limitations that we've placed upon ourselves, ceilings that we've placed upon ourselves, things that we've said is not possible. And God wants to take you to a new level. Unless that seed dies, it cannot grow and become what it's supposed to do. Amen. That farmer has to go through a little bit of discomfort to break the ground, to plow it, to fertilize it, to remove weeds before he can plant to have that harvest. Many people want the resurrection power, the newness of life, but they're not prepared to go through a little bit of discomfort. Who of you would like maximum resurrection power in your life? Let me just see your hand. Okay, here's the revelation. If you go read Philippians 3 verse 10, maximum resurrection power is what Jesus achieved. Who of you are ready to die completely? Let me see your hand. If you want resurrection power, you're going to have to die to yourself. You're going to have to let the old die. Separate yourself from the old to experience resurrection power. Turn to the person next to you, say resurrection power. Let me just say this, whatever discomfort you've been going through is just for you to go to a new level in life. Yes, give the Lord a hand. When you accept the Lord Jesus Christ and what he has done, even the whole confession that we confess with our mouths, we believe with our hearts. We make confession with our mouths unto salvation, but with our hearts we believe unto righteousness. What do we confess? We believe that Jesus died, and we believe that Jesus was made alive. You have to believe both of those. It's Friday and Sunday if you want to live in victory. John 1 verse 12 says, but as many as received him, to them he gave the right to become children of God, to those who believe in his name, who were born not of blood, nor of the will of the flesh, nor of the will of man, but of God. When you are born of God, when you are born again, the first work of the Holy Spirit is to regenerate your spirit. Legally, you can stand before God just as if you've never sinned, justified by God. Remember, on Friday, Jesus died. Jesus never sinned. He became sin. 2 Corinthians 5:21 says, he who knew no sin became sin so that we can become the righteousness of God. What happened on that day? He was clothed with our sin. The penalty of sin is death, hell, damnation. And that's where they took him. He went down to hell. Where you and me were supposed to go, he went there. And the principalities of this world was tormenting him, punishing him. But the Bible says if they knew what God the Father was busy with, they would never have done it. Can I just tell you one thing? Sometimes when it looks like it's dark and you're saying, God, where are you? And it feels like God is dead. Remind yourself, when Jesus was dead, God the Father was busy with the salvation of mankind. It might look like God is dead, but God the Father is busy with the salvation of mankind. And the Bible says if they had known, they would never have killed him. They would never have allowed sin to be placed upon him. But he never sinned. He became sin. And you know what happened on the third day? God the Father said, it's the third day. It is enough. He never sinned. He became sin. Holy Spirit, Spirit of the living God, go into hell. Go justify him, go disconnect him from that sin, and raise my son from hell and bring him to me. Family, do you know what happened there? Legally, God made a way for us to be able to appear in his presence. Legally. And Jesus became the first born again. You're going to read Hebrews 12. The Bible says, when you come to the spiritual Jerusalem, to an unnumberable amount of angels, spirits of men made just, but the firstborn, Jesus, registered in heaven. So the first person registered, disconnected from sin, is Jesus. And when you accept what he has done for you, you have that status of being in Christ Jesus, being alive in Christ Jesus, being allowed to have access into the Holy of Holies, and his nature becomes your nature. Turn to the person next to you, say, resurrection power. Most Christians live a life, just forgive me, Lord, that I don't go to hell. God has planned so much more for you. So much more. And you live, just forgive me, Lord. That's Friday. Friday is forgiveness. Friday is dealing with sin. Once and for all. He was bruised, he was chastised, he was smitten, and by his stripes we are healed. That's Friday. Romans 8 verse 2, there's two laws against us. The law of sin and the law of death. Friday, God dealt with sin. When he died on the cross, he dealt with sin. But the third day, he dealt with death by resurrecting Jesus from the dead so that you can have a new level in life in Christ Jesus. Family, listen to me. When you are born of God and his nature has become your nature, Titus 3 verse 5 says, not by the works of righteousness which we have done, but according to his mercy, he saved us through the washing of the regeneration and renewing of the Holy Spirit. We are saved by grace, but that work of the Holy Spirit is to make you new on the inside. Your heart, your spirit, to be made righteous. Linked up with God. 1 Corinthians 6:17. He that is joined to the Lord is one spirit with him. His righteousness has become your righteousness.
Thanks for listening. Visit www.hoc.org.za to learn more. Household of Christ. Loving God, loving people.